We're up to Kufyud Gimel Amud Aleph. V'omrele Rav L'Ravashi, Lo Sodeh B'Mosad Lo Tzonif B'Susya. Don't live in a city where horses don't neigh. In other words, there are no horses. Lo Novach B'Kalba, and dogs don't bark. In other words, don't live in a city where there aren't horses or dogs, because they protect the city. Rashbam. Lo Sodeh B'Mosad Lo Tzonif B'Susya. Kolomar she'ein basus mishum dehavin etirusa dekarta. They protect the city. Migande lirdof acharem utovsam. There aren't any horses. You can't chase after the ganovim. And the fact that the horses neigh, so the ganovim know that there are horses there, so they're afraid to steal. Okay. The altoder beir deresh masa asya. Don't live in a city where the head of the city is a doctor. Right, so it's either because he's too busy and he won't be able to devote time to the city, just like we had before, that the head of the city shouldn't be a Talmud Chacham, was too busy learning. Rashbam says, Dereisha Asya Rofe, Mepnesha Torid Beruchu Osav, Veino Osei Petzarche Tzibur. Others say, I think the Ben Yoda says, the doctor's too careful about his health and he's not going to get involved in the inyanim of the city, he's too much mefunik to worry about his health. And don't marry two women. They shouldn't gang up on you. And if you already have two wives, get another one. If the two gang up on you, so the third one will let you know. It's not mistabra that all three will gang up, especially if you marry two to begin with, and the third one was after that fact. Okay, Omer le Rav le Rav Kahana, hafoch bin avelto v'lo sepech b'mili. Better to, what's it called, to turn over an avela than to turn over your words, not to be echo delay v'echo b'peh. Say what you mean. Shot nevelto b'shuka, better to be a person who flays animals publicly. That's your job. Shokil agra, and make a living. Velotema kahana, don't say I'm a kohen. The gavarabba, and I'm important. Right, the sanya be milsa, and it's beneath my dignity to work. A person shouldn't feel it's beneath his dignity to work. Pshot nevelta b'shuka, pshot ora b'schar. Flay an animal for pay, but don't think that it's beneath your dignity if that's the only job you can get. Salkos leigra sherusha bahadoch meyakori. One second, bahadoch. The Rashbam kishetetsi lederech afil makum karam zonosech leimach. When you travel, even if you're going just up onto the roof, you know, you're going a very close place, take your food with you. Don't depend on buying food somewhere else. Meyakori b'masa b'zuza. Even if food is very cheap, right? They're selling, the Rashbam says, Meir Kori Bezuza, Tusei Knofecho Lahavi, Afilo Hamazonus Bezol Yuimach. Even if food is very cheap and it's very accessible, still take your food with you. Omer Le Rav Lechia Bere, Lo Sishte Sama, Velo Sashver Nigra, Velo Saakir Kocha, Velo Sikne Bechivya, Velo Sikne Baramoa. So Chia said to his son these three things. First of all, don't take drugs. So different kinds of drugs mentioned over here. Some is, even if you're sick, don't take drugs first, because you get addicted to them. And try to find other means of getting a refuah before. Surely don't take drugs to remain healthy, because they addict you, and you're going to become addicted to these drugs, and have to put out a lot of money to keep up your addiction. Become addicted to them, get used to them, and you'll want them, you won't be able to live without them, and you'll lose a lot of money. Even for refuah, you shouldn't take these addictive drugs, because if you have some other alternative. The second thing, lo sa'akir kocha, shein mamish. Don't pull out your tooth. Mishim choli shesofo terape. In other places, Rashi says kocha is gums, but here it obviously doesn't mean take out your gums. Nobody takes out their gums. So Tosfos points out it means what's it called? Bari means your teeth, and they make a difference between kocha and shein. Shein is the front teeth, and kocha is the molars, the back teeth. Don't take out a molar, okay? Because even if you have a toothache, well, eventually it'll get better. No reason to take out the tooth. Obviously, sometimes there are reasons to take out the tooth. But in any case, that shouldn't be the first thing to do. For those sakana bechivya, don't start up with snakes and don't start up with goyim. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Gimel ein miskanim bohem. Three things you don't start up with. Veiluhei. Nochri, a goy. Cotton, the nochash. Cotton, the tom, the, what's it called? Yeah. Nochri cotton, a small goy, the nochash cotton, a small snake, the talmud cotton, and a small talmud. My timer, the malchusayu achori udnayu koi. Because they eventually are going to be big. And you don't want to have them take revenge on you. So they say, okay, I can understand a small goy gets become a big goy. So don't start up with him. And a small snake becomes a big snake. What's the problem with a small talmud? Right, L'chora, what's a talmud going to do to you? It could be, the idea is you start up with this talmud, someday he's going to be a gadol, and you're going to need him, you're going to be embarrassed to go to him because you started up with him when you were little. And the Marsha says, why does it say Malchusayu Achori Udnayu? It means that they're going to be big very soon, so don't start with them now. Like their Malchus is right behind their ear. So because all the other senses, speech, or whatever, you have to do something. You have to open your eyes to see. You have to open your mouth to talk. But hearing happens automatically. Same thing over here. These people get older automatically. They don't have to do anything to get older.
So why a snake?
What?
Why a snake?
A little snake, if you start up with it, becomes a big snake and it'll take revenge.
What? Has a memory to come back.
And his stomach, yeah. Omer le Rav le Ebu Bray. Rav said to his son Abu, Tarchi boch bishmaito velo mishtaya milsa to agamroch mili diyama. I tried to teach you Torah and it didn't work out, so at least I'll teach you some ways of the world. Adechola akroyach zvinach zovim. Right? While you already, you bought things to sell. Right? So while you're still, what's it called, you didn't yet sit down from the buying trip, sell what you have. Call me le zovin v'techared bar mechamra. The zovin v'lo techared. Anything that you buy, you could have charata and give it back, except don't, what's it called, give back wine. Shari kiseh, let's see the Rashbam first. Malchusayu achori udnayu kaimin kolomar. Asidin ligadol, they're going to get bigger, right, automatically. V'sigdolei mosam v'inakamu mimecha. And they'll take revenge on you. While your feet still have the what's it called, the sand on it from traveling, when you return from a buying trip, sell what you bought. In other words, to what you bought to sell. Don't leave it a long time. Sell immediately what you bought and go buy more. That's how you do business. So he told him, I can't teach you Torah, at least I'll teach you how to be a businessman. Zovin v'tichari, kolomrim yokir, yochel atol ischarit, al shemihartu limkor. If you sell something, and you see then that the shar goes up, so you have charata, and it's in a way that you could back out. You didn't make a kinyan yet. Right? Many hold that if the shar goes up, then there's no one even mechusri amon. I didn't know that the shar was going to go up when I sold it. If I would have known, I never would have sold it. You're allowed to back out if you didn't make a kinyan. So therefore, he says anything like that, but not bar mechamer, not wine. Shemi ilu lo machru hayimachmitz. Because wine, better to get it off your hands. Because if you hold on to it too long, it's going to become vinegar. Okay. Shari. First take the money when you sell something. First take the money, then open your sack to give the goods. Don't give the goods on credit. Give it when the person pays for it. Don't sell on credit. First take the money for the thing that you're selling, put it in your pocket. And then open the sack and give it to the, and then sell it. first get your money and make sure you're going to get paid before you give the goods. Kaba me'ara velo kura me'igra. Okay, kaba me'ara velo kura me'igra. Mutav she'elich l'makom karov l'istaker davar mu'ad. Better to go to what's it called? It means better on the first floor to get a little bit than on the second floor to get a lot. Meaning, if you have to travel close by to make a little bit of money, is better than traveling long distances, even though you're going to make more. You don't have to travel around for business. Tamra b'chaluzach lebeisud merohit. If you have tamarim, you have dates, right? Go right away to the beer maker and make them into beer. The adkama, how many dates did you have that you should immediately turn them into beer? Amarava atalta saw till three saw. Shbam tamrei b'chaluzach lebeisud merohit imyesh tamarim ba'oso kli shenosnim bo tamarim. Right, you have a tamarim in the chalusach is a kli they used to keep tamarim in. Maher lasos mehem shechar. Go fast and make them into beer. Shim tamtin tochlein, because if you wait too long, you're going to end up eating them. Ubenkach ubenkach tafsid. The beer was much more valuable than eating the tamarim. So you have the tamarim, convert them into beer immediately, and don't leave them around because you end up eating them and you lose. Okay, sudna is a person who makes beer. Omar Rapapa, ilo de ramoy shikra lo is asri. Rapapa said, if I wasn't a beer maker, I never would have gotten rich. Omar ikad yamri, Omar Rav Chisda, ilo de ramoy shikra lo is asri. Some say that Rav Chisda said that, not Rapapa. My sudna, what's sudna? Omar Rav Chisda, sodnoi. It's a good secret. It's a good secret to know how to make money, be a beer maker. My sudna, lama nikra osa sheikhar sudna, sodno, eitza tovahi. It's a good secret, it's a good idea, good advice. Shari misasrin himenu. People get rich from being beer makers. Sodno, gemilas chasodim. And then you're able to do gemilas chasodim. If you're a rich person, you're able to do gemilas chasodim. Omra papa, kol agav gabio, boy, kol ashrai, sofik osi, sofik lawasi. With the Asi Mos Rabbos Ninu. Okay? It says like this, that Gumilas Chasodim, Yochel Asi Seimen Olaniyim Lassos Mehem Tzdok of a Chesed Sherein Bo Keren Gadol. There's no big investment in making beer, and mainly you make, what you ever make is profit, you're able to give that money to Tzdok and do Chesed. Kol Agav Gab Yaboy, Kol Dover Shetzorich Lichtov Shtar Olof, Kigon Milve, the Amona Gab Yaboy, Kolom Radayin Hu Tzorich Ligvos Vyesh Bo Torah. Anything you have to write a shtar on, don't be sure you're going to get your money back. You loan money out, whatever it may be, right? There's a doubt whether you ever get your money back or not. And every ashroy, every time you give credit, suffix whether you're going to get it back or not. And if you get it back, then most rose. The porale niale zuza zuza. Usually the person who pays you back pays you slowly, so the money is bad money. You're not going to get it all back at once. Gimel Dvorim Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan said three things in the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Shata Yotze L'Milchoma Al Teitze Barishona La Teitze Bachrona Kadesh Tikones Barishona. When you go out to war, don't go out in the first battalions, because they're the ones who have to engage the enemy first, and also they're the last ones to come home. Go out, delay yourself, go out last. And even though he's probably talking about Milchemes Rishus, Rashbam says, he didn't have yet. No. You're not mechuyev to put yourself into danger to save somebody else from being in danger. If you're not doing anything but the poal, all you're doing is waiting, so you'll be in a more advantageous place. Even though somebody else is going to have to go first, that's their problem. You're not causing them to put themselves in danger by saving yourself. Right? There's no reason why a person should volunteer for something dangerous. Let somebody else volunteer. So you're not mechuyev to go first. Wait and go later. V'asei Shabbat chachol v'al titzorech lebrias. We had this before. Make your Shabbos, and that's the only Shabbos chol, either by minimizing the three meals or by only having two meals and not three meals, and then not have to come on to people for tzedakah. We said the Taz says three different possibilities. The person has enough. but he can be mitzamtzim. He shouldn't be mitzamtzim for Shabbos. If he doesn't have enough, he needs to be mashlim. Then we say what's it called, that he should have a davar mu'at at least, something a little bit. And what's it called, and in a case where you have mamish nothing and you have to rely completely on shtaka, there we say ashrei Shabbat chachol. Try to do business with somebody who's rich and lucky. And we said before that means to become a shutuf with him. And after that we said even if you mean selling and buying from him. Shlosha dvorim amar Reshu ben Levi mishuman shei Yerushalayim. Al tarbe beganos. If they run away, if they retreat, you'll be the first one to retreat because you're on the outside if you go last. Al tarbe beganos klomer al tia rogi lasos tvrecha befarhes ye b'mako megula. And I don't do things publicly. Okay? Maisa Shahaya, the David of Basheva. Because Basheva was, what's it called, on the roof, bathing, and because of that, David saw her, and all the tzoras that came from that, because she did something that should have been more private publicly. So try not to do things publicly. Bitcha bagra shachrir avdecha v'seinla. Your daughter already is a bogera, she got of age. Even if you have to let your eved go free, which you're not allowed to do, stop. Unless you have a purpose for it, you benefit from it. You can't let him free for his purposes, because la'olam bohem tavodu. So if you have to let you, if you have nobody else to give to marry her off to, marry her off to your eved. Better, in other words, don't leave her unmarried for too long. But no, eved kanani. If you set him free, he's a Jew. It's a gear. What?
Not a full gear.
Yeah, it's a full gear. When he's an eved, he's not a full gear. He's an eved. He's an eved kanani. But shachra, let him free. Once he's free, he's a full gear, just like any other gear. And he's allowed to marry any Bas Yisrael. And then he's also to marry a Shivcha when he's free. So even if you have to let your Eved free, which you can only do for your purposes, not for his purposes, so better to do that than to marry her to an Eved than leave her unmarried. And be careful of your wife from her first son-in-law. My timer of Chizdom Mishum Erva, because a woman is very close to her first son-in-law especially, and what's it called, afraid that they'll get too close. Rav Kahana Mishum Mamon, that she'll, what's it called, she'll give money and deplete all of your savings. Mashbam Mishum Mamon Shema Vazbezes Lo Mamoncha. So since she likes him, she'll give him money and waste all your money. Where it says ha v'ha ishnu, and the truth is both apply. Be very careful, right, from the first son-in-law for both reasons. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Minochle Olam Haba. There are three people who are Nochle Olam Haba. Elu, Hador Beretz Yisrael, person lives in Eretz Yisrael. The reason is because a person lives in Eretz Yisrael can only live there with Yisurim, and Yisurim are Mechaper, so you get Olam Haba. I'm the Gadol Bon of the Talmud Torah. Person teaches his children Torah, so when they grow up, they learn. So their Torah is his Chus in Olam Haba. The Hamavdol Al Yain B'Motzi Shabbosos. And a person who makes Havdolah on wine, Motzi Shabbos, Mahi, everybody makes Havdolah on wine. What's the Meshayer Mikidush Havdolah? If you don't have enough wine, the Rashbam says, to drink in your meal, but you leave it for Havdalah, for that, since Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, so it's a schus for Olam Haba to be Mechabed the Shabbos. So instead of drinking it on your own, you, what's it called, you drink what you need for Kiddush, and you leave the rest for Havdalah. And others learn that you make Kiddush on bread, and you leave the wine for Havdalah if you don't have enough wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. But that depends, like we had before, whether you can make Kiddush on bread Friday night or not. According to the sheet, there's the Tosfos, it says you can't make Kiddush on bread, so then you can't do that. So it has to be talking where you have wine for Kiddush, enough wine to drink in your meal, but not enough wine for Havdalah. If you'll drink wine in the meal, and you save the wine from the meal for Havdalah. The Meshayer Mikiddush, Sheish Lo Ma'at Yayin, U'monesh Tiyoso B'Shvil Havdalah. You don't drink it extra, you save it for Havdalah. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha machriz aleinu kodesh baruch hu b'chol yom. The Rabbanu shel olam announces about three people every day. In other words, he gives them special siyata d'shemayah. Rava kador b'krach b'einu chote, a bachelor who lives in a big city where there's a lot of opportunity to do chatoyim, and he's not chote. But since he has all these opportunities, he needs siyata d'shemayah. The al-ha'oni sh'amavzir aveda l'ba'aleho, an oni who returns an aveda to its owner, right, even though he, what's it called, perhaps is potter from doing it, or he could get away with it, nobody knows, and he needs the thing, still he gives back the aveda. The al-osher ha'ma'asher peiros ha'metzina, and an osher who takes ma'aser from his peiros privately, doesn't make a big deal, doesn't do it for COVID, he does it privately. Right, and others say that he does it privately. There's ways of pottering your payers from Isa. Right, you can take it in the wrong way, or whatever, not through the actual door, or whatever, and he doesn't do that. Even though privately he could potter it from Isa, he doesn't do that, and he bedavka gives Isa. Isa is a lot of money if he's a rich person. Rav Safra Rava Kador B'Krachavi. Rav Safra was a bachelor who lived in a big city. Tani Tamar Kamei de Rava Rav Safra Tzavu Ponav. So they said what they said over here, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives special siyata d'shemayah to a bachelor who lives in a big city. So Rav Safra, what's it called, his face lit up, because he said, "Ah, you're talking about me, right?" Omar La Rava Lav Kigon Mar. No, we're not talking about you. Ela Kigon Rav Chanina Rav Oshia. The Havi Ushkefi. We'll continue this tomorrow. But in any case, we're not talking about you. Why not? So the Rashbam says, "Tani Tamal Achmas Nisan Shloshi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Machrozem L'Shevach." Right? He says the reason I'm not talking about you is because he sat and learned. So he had no. He's in a base medrash all day. What kind of nisyonis did he have? He lived in a big city, but he had never came in contact with the people in the city. He was sitting and learning. So he doesn't have that those nisyonos. He doesn't get the special siyata d'shemayah. Who was it Lamaisa about? Kegon Rav Chanina Rav Oshia Davi Ushkafi Dari Yisrael. They were shoemakers. And their business was in the same shuk where the zonos were. The Avdilu Masan the zonos. They used to make shoes for the prostitutes. The zonos would come into their store to buy the shoes. They would look at them. They wouldn't pick up their eyes to look at the women. Rabban and Kaddish of Israel. And they used to, what's it called, make a shvua. And Bechai Rabbanu Kaddish Bar Yisrael, the way the Rashbam learns is that the Zonos used to swear on them. That's how they consider them Anoshim Kadoshim. Those people need Siyata D'Shemaya. They had all these Nisyonos, and they still remained pure, so they got this special Siyata D'Shemaya. Umumsayu Shvua Shalohen. Some learn the Shvua Shalohen means the Zonos were so impressed with these people who were Kadoshim, they used to swear on them as something Kodesh. Others say that they used to swear in the Bechaye and Rabban and Kaddish of Yisrael, meaning even though these people were Kodesh, these shoemakers, they recognized that there were people even more Kodesh than them. The Rabbanim were more Kodesh than them, and not only that, their Kedusha came from the fact that there were Rabbanim who were Kedoshim, their Kedusha came from them.